Chapter 2, Earls and Lords. The Englishman, who worked for Cedric's grandpa, had surprising news. Cedric and his mom were going to move to England. Cedric's grandpa was very, very rich. He was an earl, and someone needed to take his place when he died. Cedric's dad had two older brothers, but they, like his dad, had died. The oldest uncle fell off a horse. The other uncle died after he got sick. And because they had no children, little Cedric was the only one left. He would be an earl after his grandpa died. But for now, he was little Lord Fauntleroy. Cedric's grandpa wasn't sick or dying, but Cedric had a lot to learn. That is why he needed to move to England. The news was confusing to Cedric, but after he heard the story a few times, he began to understand. There was just one thing that he wanted to know.
"I don't know what an earl is," he said. "Can you tell me?"
"Well, yes," the man said. "A king or a queen makes a person an earl. And not just anyone can become an earl. You have to do something special for the king or queen.